Planned Parenthood promotes investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Andrew Cuomo. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 3, 2021. The New York abortion advocacy affiliate of Planned Parenthood tweeted Tuesday it supported a thorough and transparent investigation of sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Planned Parenthood Empire State X said, at Planned Parenthood, we trust and believe those who come forward to hold accountable people who have abused their power. However, other national groups that also advocate for abortion rights have called for Cuomo to resign today amid allegations of sexual misconduct by three women. In a statement Tuesday, Ultraviolet Executive Director Shauna Thomas said, Governor Cuomo should resign today. Sexual harassment should not be tolerated in any workplace, let alone by the administration of the governor of New York, Thomas continued, elaborating. Women like Lindsay Boylan, Charlotte Bennett, and Anna Roush put everything on the line when they come forward with their experiences in the hopes that the abuser will be held accountable. We believe them. We are grateful to Lindsay, Charlotte, and Anna for courageously sharing their stories, and we stand behind them. Women's March Executive Director Rachel O'Leary Carmona wrote on social media that Cuomo's alleged conduct is despicable from anyone, in any job, but coming from the highest office in New York, it's disqualifying. She continued that if an independent counsel finds the allegations are true, Cuomo should resign immediately. The Sexual Harassment Working Group, composed of former New York State legislative staffers, also called on Cuomo to resign in the wake of Bennett's allegations. Enough, the group stated. New York State has now lost the talents and ambition of yet another woman, whose safety and integrity were eliminated to serve a powerful man's desires. Andrew Cuomo must resign now. On Sunday, Cuomo responded to the sexual harassment allegations by stating women misinterpret his banter. At work sometimes I think I am being playful and make jokes that I think are funny. I do, on occasion, tease people in what I think is a good-natured way. I do it in public and in private. You have seen me do it at briefings hundreds of times. I have teased people about their personal lives, their relationships, about getting married or not getting married. I mean no offense and only attempt to add some levity and banter to what is a very serious business. Cuomo added, I acknowledge some of the things I have said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I am truly sorry about that. The disgraced Cuomo first came under scrutiny in February. However, when one of his top aides admitted that his office withheld the number of New York nursing home deaths related to the coronavirus in an attempt to protect his administration from federal investigation and political consequences. As Breitbart News reported Monday, four Democrat governors enacted nursing home policies similar to those of Cuomo during the pandemic. Gretchen Whitmer, DeMe, Gavin Newsom, DCA, Phil Murphy, DNC, and Tom Wolf, DPA. As of March 1, 2021, only Cuomo's office has faced accusations of manipulating the data on nursing home resident deaths by excluding the numbers of those who died after being transferred to hospitals, Breitbart News reported.